as a fellow D lineman, guy in the room. I know he's a big team leader, but I mean, yeah. just as a defensive lineman guy in your room, what's he meant to you?
Oh, man, he's meant everything. Just the way we kind of work together, my years being up here in Buffalo up front, he's kind of been like our point guard. He's been someone who pretty much gets everything set for us. Whenever the game's going on, he's getting all the information for us. He's our quarterback up front. He's our leader. He gets us all set up. And for you to even mention that or speak those words, man, it's kind of tough to really kind of think about it. I know he's been playing for quite a while now, but I mean, you know, just an amazing guy, an amazing teammate. You know, just the way he works, you know, his work ethic, how he's always here looking at film, dissecting things. You know, he takes the game very seriously. And I think that's great for our room to kind of have somebody like that to be in there.
Richie said he's never heard better pregame speeches.
Oh, yeah.
You? I mean,
Hands down. I mean, the guy could seriously make everybody in here run through a wall. And, I mean, he gets you amped up. He gets you going. When it's 8 inches of snow outside and you can't really see anything, you're amped up, juiced up, ready to play football. I mean, that's just the kind of leader he is. He's not going to say much, but on game day, he's going to get the troops riled up, ready to go. And then you can always catch him in here working hard, putting in the extra work, showing the young guys how to be a veteran, showing the young guys what it takes to, you know, be in the league for 15 years and to play at a high level. And he's all of that.
Great. Thanks, Jerry. Yeah. Jerry, with respect to Miami, when you see a kid like Drake step into the fray after they trade a Giant, it's 53% of the scrimmage yards on Monday night. How much does that make your ears or maybe your eyes open up a little bit when you're watching the film, seeing how much they're relying on you now?
I mean, you certainly see it on the film. I mean, the explosive plays are certainly there. Just this point per yard carry is pretty high. I think it's about 4.5, 5 yards pretty much. I mean, but explosive kid, fast. I mean, we all saw what he could do even back when he was in Alabama when he ran that kickoff back. So, I mean, we understand how explosive he is. He can pretty much create holes just by the way he sets up his blockers. So when you have someone who's that dangerous and you combine that with speed, he's a pretty much a home run threat. So we really got to keep all eyes on him, get all the guys flying around and just try to put hats on him.
Knowing what is at stake for you guys with respect to this season.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this team yet, and it's a division opponent. You've got to play twice in 3 weeks. How much does that ratchet up the intensity, being with what's on the line, and it's Miami?
Oh, I mean, it certainly just brings up the intensity throughout this week. We know how big of a game it is just for us, just for our stakes. I mean, we pretty much put our backs against the wall. We understand that. So each game for us on Sunday is pretty much it has that playoff caliber, that playoff atmosphere for us, where we understand that we got to come out victorious. So we understand that we're going to fight for 4 or 5, however many quarters we have to kind of go out there and get the victory.
How much does Cutler change them? You guys are used to facing Tannehill, and you know, it's a new element. It's a guy with a lot of arm talent. So how does he kind of change the dynamic for their offense?
With Cutler,
compared to what you're used to seeing.
Right, with Cutler, you got that gunslinger, resilient mentality. He's never really out of ball games. He's going to keep chipping away, and then now you see how he's able to get those young guys the ball, and he's doing it a lot better. I mean, he's very efficient for someone to not have an off season, a training camp, and to come in and grasp the whole playbook, grasp the concepts. He's out there, he's making checks as if he's been in the system for a couple of years. So we understand how he is a veteran, how quick he's willing to learn and go out there and put his best foot forward. So we understand that we got to go out there and compete for 4 quarters because he's very resilient.